and welcome to Season 5 of the Atlanta Opera's Blink Opera Podcast.
I'm Diana Newman.
I'm Alexandra Viskozov.
I'm Meridian Prawl.
And we're the three ladies. We're excited to host this episode on one of Mozart's most enchanting works, The Magic Flute.
Buckle up, because this story is wild, wonderful, and maybe a little weird in the best possible way.
I was 2.5 years old the first time I saw The Magic Flute, and I absolutely loved it. The production that I saw in Los Angeles, I ended up getting to be in many, many years later.
Many of Mozart's opera plots revolve around ordinary people, while what makes The Magic Flute special is that it's a classic fairy tale. The story is filled with magic, mythical creatures, larger-than-life animals, villains and heroes, and tons of high-stakes life-or-death moments. This show is just as enjoyable and rewarding to perform in as it is for audiences to experience.
This is actually my husband's favorite show because it features some great themes like good versus evil, heroic deeds, mysticism, and is packed with physical comedy. And he really loves the music. You can't go wrong with Mozart.
Now let's dive into the plot.
Should we do that again?
Yeah, sorry.
Now let's dive into the plot.
Picture this. We're in this mysterious land somewhere between the sun and the moon, and we've got this prince named Tamino running for his life from a massive serpent. Just when things are looking pretty dire, boom, the three ladies,
yes, that's us,
swoop in and save him. These aren't just any ladies. They work for someone called the Queen of the Night.
Now, enter our comic relief and everyone's favorite bird catcher, Papageno. This guy's a real piece of work. He actually tries to take credit for killing the serpent. The ladies are having none of it, though, and they shut him down pretty quickly.
Then, the ladies show Tamino a portrait of this absolutely gorgeous princess named Pamina, and the prince falls head over heels instantly. I mean, we're talking serious love at first sight here, folks. Turns out she's the daughter of the Queen of the Night, and she's been kidnapped by this supposedly evil wizard named Zarastro.
The queen shows up in this massive, thunderous entrance, talk about dramatic, and convinces Tamino to go rescue her daughter, promising him Pamina's hand in marriage if he succeeds. To help him out, the ladies give him a magic flute.
She said it.
And hand Papageno some enchanted bells. They also send along three spirits as sort of a magical GPS.
When our heroes arrive at Zarastro's place, things start getting a little interesting. First off, Papageno meets this guard named Monostatos. And let me tell you, these two scare the living daylights out of each other. But here's the kicker. It turns out Zarastro isn't the bad guy at all.
The truth is, the Queen of the Night is actually the villain here. She's this power-hungry ruler trying to destroy wisdom and knowledge, while Zarastro's running an ancient wisdom school. So now Tamino and Pamina have to go through these trials to prove themselves worthy. We're talking serious spiritual boot camp.
Poor Pamina, her mom goes full evil queen mode and tries to get her to murder Zarastro. Meanwhile, Tamino has taken a vow of silence, which leads to this heartbreaking moment where Pamina thinks he doesn't love her anymore.
While all this heavy stuff is going down, Papageno's just trying to find love, and his story is absolutely adorable. He meets a mysterious old woman who turns out to be his Papagena in disguise, and their love story is just the rom-com twist we all needed.
The finale is epic. We're talking fire, water, trials of courage, the Queen of the Night trying to destroy the temple, the whole nine yards. But good triumphs over evil. Wisdom wins over darkness, and love conquers all. Tamino and Pamina get together, Papageno and Papagena start planning their bird-catching family, and everyone lives happily ever after.
And there you have it, folks. Mozart's The Magic Flute in a nutshell. It's got everything. Love, adventure, wisdom, magic, bird people, and some of the most incredible music ever written.
Thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode of the Atlanta Opera podcast, Blink Opera.
If you enjoyed learning about the magic flute, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out about our content.
And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera podcast for more great episodes.